How often do you push down your negative thoughts? How often do you repress negative emotions because you don't want to deal with it then and there? It's inconvenient to feel bad when you need to do something important or when you need to be there for someone else. And so you shove it aside and just bring yourself into the moment so that you can manage what's going on in front of you at that very moment. But there is a consequence to this. A big one at that. Eventually, you will get the bill. The tab will come. And in one way or another, you will pay the price because so long as you have unresolved and ongoing loops that are negative, it's going to affect your results in life. It's going to affect your behavior. It's going to affect your mood consistently over time. And it's invisible because it mostly works in the background. It's rare that you have a big crash or a burnout where you really realize how much you've been borrowing from yourself. More commonly, you'll notice, just not feeling so energetic. You don't have that sparkle in the eye. You're not as alive. And it's almost like life is a little bit more muted, or like the colors are not as vibrant. And this is exactly why you need to confront and look at what's actually going on internally. You have to realize that you're only making it worse for yourself so long as you keep repressing and pushing things down. The more it builds up and the more that you avoid it, the worse and the worse it gets. Think about cleaning your house. Imagine it was dirty, there's garbage everywhere, and you decided, you know what, this is really inconvenient. I'm just gonna shove everything under the bed and into some closets. I'm not really gonna clean up. I'm just gonna put it away, out of sight, out of mind. And this really is repressing yourself in a visualization that's simple to understand. And what you realize is that, of course, you're gonna have to deal with this stuff. It's not like that garbage magically disappeared. You just put it somewhere where you can't see it for now. And the more of it that builds up, the bigger of a mess you're gonna have to clean up later. And sorry for the vivid imagery, but by the time you can smell that trash and it really starts to be at a point where you can't ignore it anymore, it's almost a little bit too late, right? You should have dealt with it sooner and you know that, but you just can't help but not wanting to face up to it. This is exactly why self-awareness is one of the most valuable skills that you can develop for yourself. Because if you can see the stuff that's going on and pick up the trash ongoingly instead of all at once in one big confrontation, it's a lot more manageable and enjoyable. It's like taking a shower regularly, right? You don't want to take one big shower once a year. That's crazy. You know, you go around all that time. That's not going to work so well for you. So in the same way, if you can just consistently start catching the negative loops in your head, in the negative emotions and charges that pop up as they're happening and deal with them as quickly as possible, at the very least, if not the same day, that very week, it's going to absolutely revolutionize your life, your mood, and overall your performance is going to skyrocket. A simple thought journal to keep track of what's going on in your mind so that you can jot down stuff as it pops up or as close to when it pops up as possible, and then resolving it at the end of the day, just looking through and saying, okay, what did I feel? What came up? What was I thinking? Where is it coming from, right? Why do I feel and think this way? And then, you know, does that make sense? Can I acknowledge that and really just accept it for what it is? You can do that. You've come a long way already. And then the final part is let's resolve it. Let's work through it. Let's find a better way to think about it, a different perspective, and maybe a different direction in terms of action and something that you can do about it as well. Just remember not to skip from, oh, here's the thing that I'm feeling that I don't like, to here's how I want to feel instead. So let me quickly run away. Again, all you're doing is pushing it away and saying, no, not now. I want this instead. It's like saying, well, if I push this away, then that means it will never come back and I can just quickly enjoy what I want to have right now. But that's not how it works, of course. It's going to come back to haunt you. It's going to bite you in the ass and you're going to regret it. Instead, see it and feel it and experience it and try to hear out what it has to say. It's almost like a little knot that you have to just notice and pay attention to. And when you do, it naturally starts to dissolve itself. The more you resist, the more it persists. And the more, you know, tensing up that you do, the more retracting you do, the worse this builds, the more you can accept and open up and just allow. All of a sudden, it's like you're fighting water instead of ice. It's just smacking you on the head over and over again. It's really about making your problems, your challenges, your difficulties as easy as possible and as smooth as possible to resolve. Because when you do, it's way more likely that you will indeed resolve and work through it. The harder that you make it, the bigger that the confrontation has to become, the less likely it is that you'll want to deal with it. And so right now, in this moment, make a commitment to be self-aware, to notice, to pay attention. Even if you don't write it down, just scan through your own thinking, your own emotions, and look at whether there's anything in there that needs to be handled and dealt with. And if you'd like my personal help and support to coach you, to mentor you, to make sure that you're performing at your absolute best week over week, just like I've done for hundreds and hundreds of clients before you, then I invite you to click the link that's in the description, eraphael.com. Over there, you can book a one-on-one call with me. We talk, see if it's a good fit, and if so, I'll be personally holding you accountable, making sure that you're developing into your absolute best self. Again, if you want to take advantage of it, eraphael.com, link is in the description. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one, and I will catch you on the next one.